All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, okay, I've gotten into something I like to call the cruelty sciences.
Okay.
You know how there are a whole lot of sciences that are basically torturing mice?
Yes. A lot of cutting eyelids off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep deprivation, like injecting them with stuff. Not even stuff that's medicine or like stuff like macroplastics.
Just whatever you find. Yeah. Undermining their confidence.
Yeah. Psychological torture. Like we do a lot of things to mice. Yeah. And I figured I got to get in on that grift.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I got a bunch of mice here and I have a maze. This is the starter torture for mice. If you were looking to get into mice torture, you put them in a maze. Think about if you have that kind of brain, how much you could not understand a maze.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you get something at the end, but since we're a little bit more advanced, I've done a lot of research. We're going to do the, if you get to the end of the maze, you don't get something. And by that something, I mean a shock.
Okay.
Because this is the torture sciences.
Okay. Yeah. You get to be your own, it's the Lady of Pain starter kit.
Yeah. 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 Just cruel, arbitrary stuff in the pursuit. And I don't know what science is. Like, this is not going to advance shit.
No.
I wanted to get it on. So I got all these mice here. I've tied a game to each of them.
Okay.
Here, like a different chip and everything. And I'm going to start them all out and we're going to see who gets to the end of the maze first.
Okay.
There. And here they go. They're really cute. I hate this. I hate this.
You just know what's waiting for them. They're going to be so disappointed.
I hate this. This is so bad. I hate that this is happening. Oh, shit. Do you see that one there? That one there's got a motorcycle.
What?
Yeah. Where did you get that?
That is really unfair. How is he making those corners?
That is stick-to-itiveness.
Huh.
That guy's got moxie.
Huh. He's got little antennae.
Yeah. Oh, and he definitely won. So he doesn't get shocked. Fuck.
Yeah, no, he did a sick jump. He did a sick jump right over the shock pad.
Just cut the rest of the maze.
Yeah.
Well, I hate that I have to push this button, but if I'm going to get my license, it is required that I finish the torture science.
Okay. All right. I'll prepare the guillotine.
Okay. All right. You're free. Run.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn it.
I apologize.
This guillotine, once drawn, must draw blood.
Must draw blood. Well, stick your finger in there. Don't wear it off.
Come on.
No. Goodbye, little friends. And you, my little winner. Let's see what game you have attached to you. It is Biker Mice from Mars. Appropriate.
Yeah, no, you just had a little leather jacket. That's what it says.
Yeah, pretty sick. It's a cool mouse. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, which includes a microwave, baseboard heating, and hot and cold running commentary.
Baseboard heating. I always worry about that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. Going to put a couch up against some baseboard heating?
Yeah. They're nice to lay next to.
Okay.
Because warm.
Yeah.
True. Feel good on body.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the bathroom floor to lay on for the cool tile.
A variety of floors.
Medicinal floors.
Medicine floor. I was watching a YouTube.
Okay.
This is me stealing somebody else's humorous observation, but I have to share it with you because it's an incredible sentence.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan of incredible sentences. There's a guy named Drew Gooden who has John Mulaney's voice and he's kind of a YouTuber guy. I think he is funny, but you have to get over his initial presentation.
Okay.
But he is genuinely really funny, I think. And he was doing, showing off some weird reviews of weird Instagram products. And there was one for a toothbrush. And the testimonial sentence said, and I just want you to dine on the sentence. My teeth are so clean that if my teeth were the floor, I could eat off of them. There's a lot going on there, right?
Oh, that is one of those Vorpal sentences. That's if my horse went to college.
Yeah. There's only two things I hate, and both of them are dying twice.
Uh-huh.
It is an incredible sentence that somebody wrote in a review. This made my teeth so clean. If my teeth were the floor,
if
I could eat off of my teeth. That's it. Like the idea of eating off your teeth or your teeth being the floor.
Yeah.
Those are both million-dollar concepts. Like, you put 1,000 monkeys doing 1,000 abject sufferings, we couldn't stumble upon that.
You never would.
Yeah. It's so good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So, huh. Was it a good toothbrush?
I can't. He was just showing that off because it was the only thing that was interesting about that one. He ended up talking about other things, but he's just like, I got to show this review.
Okay. All right.
And again, not necessarily an endorsement. Maybe this guy's bad. I don't know. I don't know
it's impossible. You know, the
scorch trials. Yeah. Like, but I pretty funny. Mm-hmm. And that bit really got me.
It's a good find.
Really got me. I was jealous of the find. I wish I had found that review. I would have lost my mind.
This week we're talking about a poll-winning game, Biker Mice from Mars, not the SNES one. That is a top-down isometric combat racer. We just did one of those.
I played the SNES one.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't pay enough attention.
I put it on. It's in the Notion. It's the event name. It's P.
Yeah,
it says I
didn't. PS2. Yeah, didn't show it enough for me.
Oh, okay.
It was when I just look at the calendar.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just says biker mice. And I looked at the poll. It's all biker mice.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I didn't end up clicking through. I just saw biker mice. And I was like, okay, this is probably the biker mice.
Well, I guess we'll talk about fucking everything. There are no rules.
I mean, do you really think that we were going to get that much out of either of these games?
No.
The PS2 one is probably more fun to talk about because it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the SNES one is kind of good, but it's not fun.
Yeah. So the PS2 one is the one that won the poll. It was put into the suggestion machine by Bonus Lizard, who says, and I was really surprised to see this, Biker Mice from Mars, PS2, Gary, was among the first games I got the chance to work on professionally.
Ooh.
This was a hugely educational experience for me, and I'm always excited to share it with others. It's a shame that 30 minutes isn't enough to reach the truck convoy mission, but alas, I probably don't have enough money to make you guys play it for WAF.
I apologize for playing the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
Not on purpose or anything. I didn't play very much of it because it was an isometric racer. Mm-hmm. When I played, I mostly learned about the cartoon.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, I probably would have done anyway.
Yes.
You can tell me about the PS2 version, though.
The SNES one was put into the machine by Gwen all those years ago.
Thanks, Gwen. Yeah, I was just doing solidarity with our employee.
Okay, cool.
That's after I just fucked up. You know, in a way that does not matter.
Right.
Tell me about the PS2 one. I'm going to look up on YouTube while you do so.
Yeah. The PS2 one is a cel-shaded kart racer kart combat thing that kind of, at least as far as I played, also has like a little very bad brawler mode in it. You are following the story of the biker mice from Mars, who are basically what the description says.
Need not be specified.
No.
There's a great bit in the wiki about them generally where it says they're anthropomorphic mice who have motorcycles who came from Mars that has a very similar culture to Earth. And it sure does.
Yeah. There's all kinds of business about them trying to find a general who came to Earth to find molecules for a machine called the Regenerator. This is based on the 2006 Revival cartoon, which has a character named, and I'm really sorry to say this, Ronaldo Rump, a parody of Donald Trump and Ricky Ricardo, with an oversized butt, a large toupee, and a pencil mustache. So we got one of those working here, 2006.
2006, I still think that it would have been gross to have a parody of Trump.
Yep.
It wouldn't have been something that, like, you know, immediately.
Like, inspired, like.
Can't look at it.
Bone deep dread, yeah.
Your repulsicules, like, just kind of like, I can't touch this.
Yeah.
As a thing. But it is a little late, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
In the cartoon, the guy that they fight looks, for all the world, like a kaiju big bopper. The opening credits of the cartoon has them racing through the city away from a kaiju big bopper, and it's kind of incredible. This is an alien. This is a Plutarchian.
Yeah.
It's actually a fish man wearing a mask, but it does look like gigantic big bopper named Limburger.
Lawrence Lactavius Limburger. I love Lactavius because I picture...
Lactavius. That sounds like a name that It's Always Sunny would make up for a black lady.
Yep. I'm picturing a Roman general who can breastfeed people.
That's true too, as well.
Yeah, just a dude with big dripping nips.
Yep. That's like a 300 cutscene where all of the Persians all the sexy, sexy Persians come and breastfeed. I like Devious.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought this was boring, not especially bad. The damage is tuned really weird, but you're mostly just driving way too slow down defined tracks, trying to get coins and shooting enemies before they can shoot you.
Looking at a video of it, it's weird how much it looks like it is trying to emulate the SNES version, except with just a different perspective. Like, down to, you know, I've pulled up some footage here. They're going through the streets and there's ramps on one side and a pit on the other.
Yeah.
That exact layout of obstacles shows up all the time in the SNES version.
Okay.
Weird.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. So like I got to like the third mission and I got, I died to just an errant missile and I was like, that's enough. That's probably enough for an Abject Suffering playthrough.
The SNES one is a better game by reputation, but it's an isometric racer. I have a hard time with those.
See also the previous episode we did about
Rock and Roll Racing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's neat reading about it. I didn't get to see very much of this, but each like character has a special ability that they can do. You get Mario Kart power-ups, each like a random one and then one that's specific to your character. It does multiplayer split screen, which looks really bad in isometric track. But like it, by all accounts, is supposed to be a great game.
It's Konami. Yeah.
I just, you know, I mean, now that I'm looking at the PS2 one, I'd rather play that because it's not isometric.
Yeah. The SNES one looks really good and it moves really snappily. Like this is kind of gorgeous, actually.
It's really nice. Konami SNES era game.
Yeah.
It's real good. It just was pearls before swine. Like it wasn't for me because I couldn't control it very well.
Mm-hmm.
Those RC Pro-Am controls, I can't do it.
Yeah. No. The PS2 one is just behind the racer kind of guy. The problem is just like you move too slow, but also you can't really corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks bland. It looks like these areas are pretty empty.
Mm-hmm.
And the other racers don't seem to attack you or anything. They just, you know, hang out in front of you until they get shot with a missile.
Yeah. The thing that's weird about the 2006 era designs is that the mice, like the anthropomorphic characters, do like they do appear to be drawn to be fetish bait, like they're real hunky, you know.
Baby,
whereas I think the 90s cartoon ones are a little bit more childish.
Well, as a fast following Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, this is then the Samurai Pizza Cats, you know, kind of thing where you just kind of throw some words together.
Cowboys of New Mesa. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This might be Ninja Turtles. Is this Ninja Turtles? This might be Ninja Turtles. It's not.
No.
You know, all these things suck. They all failed. You know, even as a kid, I remember being like, what the fuck's this?
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, cool. They're bikers. That's supposed to get to me. And then like the Samurai Pizza Cats, they even just have pizza.
Uh-huh.
In there. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, so they should be sued into oblivion. I'm not usually litigious, but I hope that they never make another dime.
Their children's children should be
paying off the debts to me.
In debt bonded to me.
Yes.
Not to Eastman and Laird. No.
No.
But to me.
Not even to the fine people at Deke. To me.
Deke shut down recently, it's said.
Oh. Yeah. We used to have Dick and Jobs and Hope.
We used to have Dick, Nelvana. And,
yeah. And now.
So like Biker Mice from Mars is really late is the thing,
so
like 1993. I was such a huge Ninja Turtles kid, but by the time this came around, I was very much, I had left my Ninja Turtles era and gone into Power Rangers was the thing. So like a lot of these also rans just straight up missed me because I wasn't paying attention.
I was a little too old for this as well. I was like entering into the Beavis and Butthead realm.
Yeah.
You know, but I feel like even as a kid, one of the secrets of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I'm not just going to use this as an excuse to talk about turtles. I like talking about turtles, is that it sounds like a concept pileup and it kind of isn't. Like Biker Mice from Mars, space is involved. Mm-hmm. They have accessories. There's multiple races of aliens that come through. They're part of the premise.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtles is like there's ooze and it makes things into animal hybrids. And there's one basic batch of aliens.
Yeah.
Like, other stuff will come in as villain of the week. But like basically there's animal hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
And these four are martial artists.
Yes.
Like the teenage part doesn't come up that often. Mm-hmm. You know, the turtles could be any animal. They're not going through pube. You know, they're not growing pube. Whoa, dude. I got totally red pube on this shell.
Yeah.
Bros, check it out. Well, according to my calculations, you'll be getting a new one in just a couple of months. Radical.
I totally
stop you from focusing on your training.
I totally biffed it on my PSAT prep, brah.
No way, dude. You should get Donatello to help you study. I'm a little bit busy. I'm already a doctor. Donatello Hauser, MD. Look at my pubes. You know, like there could have been a whole thing there with them being teenage. One of them got pregnant. Could have been a brick and he's drowning slowly, like, or got somebody pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh no, I knocked up Janine at the dance.
Yeah. Oh man, April's preggers. Yeah. You should have worn protection. Ninjas never use protection, my son.
Ninjas famously bust raw.
Yeah. Ninjas always raw dog it. My son. Tubular. Well, time to figure out what to do with April. I've invented an abortion device. Like, it writes its fucking self.
It does.
Yeah, like, I could do this all day. Like, we could pitch an entire season of actual Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, Shredder and Krang are just hanging out waiting for them to work out their problems.
Uh-huh.
You know, before they had, like, they're busy enough.
they're just too busy self-destructing.
Yeah. You know, their brains are still growing.
Uh-huh.
And their bodies are making changes. Testosterone's a hell of a drug for a turtle.
Yeah.
You know? This is great.
Testosterone.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, there we go. Testosterone. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, so I, like, what? When was the last TMNT reboot? We need to...
Now, like, there was a movie that came out, like, a year ago or 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, time's right. Like, all of the next reboots are in development. We should really throw our hat into the ring.
And I love the idea of Splinter only giving, like, horrible, like, a true ninja never starts a savings account. Like, all these, like, really horrible advice. You know, and just like, okay, you know, because the turtles have to be idiots, but if they're idiots, there should be more consequence than like sometimes not getting pizza.
A thing,
sometimes the consequence should be a baby.
Fuck it, we're talking about turtles. A thing that is not really addressed about Splinter is the fact that he was a human when he was down in that sewer and the ewes got him. What kind of choices does a man make that leads him to become a sewer ninja?
It's real Stardew Valley coded. He's like an NPC from Stardew Valley who happened to get oozed.
Yeah.
And he just continues to live down there. And he could take the turtles to the top side.
Uh-huh.
Like, they go up to get pizza all the time. They sometimes wear those scary masks, sometimes not. But they could live in a fucking apartment.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want them to.
No.
Like, it's a weird power play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Class solidarity, I guess, with the sewer.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
He just says, like, oh, you know, the world wouldn't understand. Our best friend is a fucking news reporter.
Yeah, and like a giant, and our best friend turned into a giantess porn recently and attacked the city. Like, the city can handle more than you think, Splinter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're outmoded. Like, things are crazy and crass now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're turtles. We fuck. We experiment with each other.
Yeah, we jump right to anal.
We jump right to anal because it doesn't count as losing our virginity in front of God.
Mm-hmm.
We don't lube up. Mm-hmm. The pain is the pleasure for us, Splinter. Like, you don't understand.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Cenobites. Teenage Mutant Ninja
Cenobites. Like, listen, Splinter. If I want to suck off my brother, it's not incest. We don't call it that anymore.
Yeah, there's no chance of procreation.
There's no chance of procreation. It is a victimless crime. Mm-hmm. Splinter, you are really outmoded in your thinking, and I need you to get with the times. Here's a series of TikToks about going down on your brother that the kids are into, and we think you'd find it tubular.
Just fucking educate yourself. Get woke.
Yeah. Grow up, man. Yeah, exactly. Get woke, old man. Are you bunker? Like, brothers should not suck each other off. Okay, old man.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, okay. Okay, grandpa.
Like, just like, also, just, oh, we're going to teach you karate. All right. Well, like, what if I want to study something different?
Yeah. Well, one of them desperately wants to study something different. And he just has to do that in his spare time. Like, Donatello has to learn karate against his will.
Yeah. I just have a big stick so people stay away from me.
He could solve all the world's problems if he was allowed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just not. Like, a lot of his inventions fuck up because he's doing them in his spare time in between training and, like, babysitting a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
Who just keep getting the stone protectors pregnant and having to confess about it. God damn it, Leonardo. To keep in your pants? A true ninja never keeps in their pants.
Oh, come on. You think Leonardo's going out there busting raw? It's Michelangelo. Leonardo
is the most condom-coated turtle.
Yeah.
Followed by Donatello.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like Raphael and Michelangelo both don't use rubber, but for different reasons.
They have different postures towards it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, one of them, like, Leonardo uses a condom even for oral.
Yeah.
Donatello doesn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
Raphael doesn't do it because it doesn't matter. He's too existentially, you know, it doesn't matter. Life is short.
Yeah.
And Michelangelo doesn't do it because it's not cool.
Right. Like,
they're not cool. They're not good objects.
Yeah. I think that Michelangelo, you know, the most like forward thinking of them, mm-hmm. the most hipped in, understands that it is not cool to use condoms.
Yeah. He's sex positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Teenage Mutant Sex Positive Turtles. And that's the Micromice from Mars could never do this.
Like, oh, absolutely not.
Like, they, first of all, they look like Life at the Outpost. Like, they look like they are, like, with each other. They look like leather daddies.
Yeah.
As a thing. And they're not explicitly teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that they're absolutely horny to the gills phase is over.
Yeah, yeah. They
should be starring Roth IRAs and shit.
Yeah. No, they're 26.
Yeah.
They're 26. Their years of randomly spreading their rancid seed are long behind them.
Mouse seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's mostly like friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that kind of thing. Like, what if there are three people who had jobs in the city?
Yeah.
You know, who gives a shit?
Yeah. Like, I understand that the mice are all different, like different archetypes or whatever. I couldn't care less.
No. No, and the archetypes are bad.
Yeah.
They're all stock.
I don't care about bikers as much as I care about ninjas.
I don't know what they were thinking of that.
Or
skateboarding.
Skateboarding. Take it other stuff. Cowboys. Way more interested in cowboys than bikers.
Bikers are too real.
Yeah.
Like, by the time I was a teenager, cowboys had felt like a fiction to me. Bikers could be around.
Yeah.
And you'd see them at bars. Like, my mom was friends with bikers.
Yeah.
There's an old biker guy who used to hang out with my parents before my parents broke up named Tilly.
Mm-hmm.
Tilly was about, and he was like a biker mice from Mars, but human.
Yeah.
Like a biker human from Earth.
Yeah.
And it was just too real. It wasn't fantastical enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Not as good. Yeah. Biker.
Samurais? Yeah. More interesting. Yeah. I'm not very interested in samurai, but.
Yeah. More interesting, though. Yeah. And like a team of samurais getting together and doing ninja shit is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, SWAT cats, you know, what they've joined, they've got a job.
Yeah.
You know,
and I mean, they're fucking cops, but at the very least.
We knew that cops were bad. Then we had a cartoon called Cops, and it was about cops being cool because they had like big, stretchy grappling hook handcuffs.
Yeah.
You know, fighting crime in a future time. These guys came back in the action figure world as somebody who is kind of plugged into toys.
Mm-hmm.
The two things have happened in the toy world recently.
Okay.
One is they're using all of the old molds for some of the toys, definitely for Ninja Turtles, but for some of the other ones, and just re-releasing them for pretty cheap.
Yeah. You go and they have like the same packaging.
Yeah. I have the Turtle Wagon, which I had as a kid and have always wanted.
the way that you position my bed, I was face to face with the Turtle Wagon when I stayed.
I was hoping to give you Turtle Wagon.
It was a real dominance play.
Yeah. I want to make sure you got wagoned. I should have turned it on and had it pointing at your face when you woke up.
Uh-huh.
You wake up with a turtle in the face. But they're just releasing the old ones. And then the other thing they're doing is they're taking old toy lines and releasing like good versions.
Oh, okay.
Like, and there's good versions of Biker Mice from Mars. Like, they're really well articulated. They look more like the cartoon.
They're not held together with like rubber bands and like paper clips. Yeah.
They, you know, they do more. I don't care about Biker Mice from Mars, but I got this guy from Silverhawks. I don't care about Silverhawks, but there's a buzzsaw guy who I had as a kid without, you know, how you'd have a toy as a kid and you wouldn't know what property it was from.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, oh, this guy's cool.
I had a bunch of stuff. Anything. I had a bunch of stuff that ended up being from He-Man that I didn't recognize because He-Man was a little bit before me.
It's a real universal experience, I think, for kids of a certain era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like now with the constant advertising, you might call your shots more.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, like I would just, I don't even know where that came from. I could never guess.
I just got it as a hand-me-down. Like I just knew this as the snake man who, when I pressed this button, like his neck would pop out.
Yeah. Right? You know, and they, you're, you know, at the time is versatile enough. Like I could fight anybody. You could make him fight the turtles and it would make sense. Turtles is a flexible concept. as we've proven here today. They made a version of him and I was like a pig in shit. He was super on sale because it's not popular characters from fucking Silverhawks. But he's great. He's tall. He's got cool articulated buzzsaw. He's got a little bird that has a little buzzsaw mohawk with articulated wings. He's great. I love this movement and toys. So my point being, if you care about Ninja Turtles or any of these old toys, you can get cool, good ones now.
Mm-hmm.
Do it up.
Yeah, you can go get that stuff. I worked with a guy whose desk was covered with sewer sharks.
Oh, yeah. Those guys. Yeah. Those guys didn't have a job.
No, they were just sharks.
But they were in the sewer. So it's like Samurai Pizza Cats where they copied one element of turtles.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but they were hockey players. That's was the weird. Thing. Yeah.
Aren't a whole lot of places that are wide enough to play hockey in the sewers. Like the turtles at least skateboard in the sewers, which is kind of like a half pipe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't play hockey in the sewers.
No. You have to freeze it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, you know.
Had another coworker whose desk was covered with the Simpsons figures and didn't have the REM ones. So that was a shame.
That Simpsons series is great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like legendary. They made everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And they look really good.
Yeah.
Those are great.
And like they had Lego Stephen Hawking. They had Simpson Stephen Hawking. Yeah.
You can make your own Lego Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Yeah.
They did all the guest stars and stuff. It was real fun. I've got from listener of the show, Doug, I've got the Mike Mills
one. Oh, shit. Nice. Yeah.
I should have had him staring at you.
Mm-hmm.
Just Mike Mills. I don't have the rest of the band.
Very envious. That's specifically the one that I want.
It's great. It's a really good action figure. It's Mike Mills, like Party Time Mike Mills.
Uh-huh.
Like it's very fun.
Post-Monster Mike Mills?
Yeah, but like current Monster Mike Mills.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's very funny.
Yeah.
He's in a new band, and it's with somebody with Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish and Steve Gorman from the Black Crows.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
It kills my soul. That's rough. Howl, Owl, Howl is the name of the band.
Yeah, that's none of my business. It's kind of like the Baseball Project. I don't even know about that.
Well, the Baseball Project doesn't have the guy from Black Crows in it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can hang with more.
I can handle a Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker treated my grandpa really well.
He seems like he's not a bad guy. Was your grandpa in Hootie and the Blowfish?
No.
I was now first hearing about this, I'd lose my mind.
They both went to they golfed together. They were both members of the Columbia, South Carolina Country Club. Yeah.
Yeah. Darius Rucker seems fine.
Yeah.
Like I don't like Hootie and the Blowfish very much. I think they're a little boring.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Black Crows are gross.
Yeah.
But look at this picture on their website. This is the same shirt that the Mike Mills action figure is wearing. Mike Mills is wearing in this picture. That's crazy. Oh. I'm looking at like a little action figure version of him, but with like blonde hair instead of white hair.
Yeah. Huh. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to know about that. That's none of my business.
Some of the Baseball Project's okay.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Like it's kind of cute.
Yeah. There's no game facts for this. But Bonus Lizard, who suggested the correct version to play for this episode, gave us a note, said, while it's not Game Facts Gold, IGN's review showcases enough vitriol and poor writing skills to be a good substitute.
Okay.
I can send you a link to that if you would like. You see, the controls are a black hole of suck. The buttons were so unresponsive, I honestly thought my controller was broken. Switching it out proved otherwise. However, nostalgia for the biker mice has now been killed, buried, dug up, and killed again, all because of this game, in quotes.
Abomination.
Yeah.
The Super Nintendo version has one fac where there's a lot of fun editorializing in it, where he comes up with his own descriptions for them.
Okay.
Like, Throttle is one cool-looking robot rodent. He looks good, and for the most part, he's a good driver. And there's for Moto, he says, it does not take a lot of Motovation to select Moto at all.
That's like, very cute.
It's cute. Yeah. Dare I say Battle Moto? You dare. Go for it, man.
Yeah.
Go, Elaine Garamond.
I'm not going to stop you, Elaine. Come on.
Yeah. Good work.
Yeah.
What should people do if they like this show?
If you like this show, you should go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. There you can get 204-ish bonus episodes of this show that we previously produced and the whole bonus shows. It is a really good value and it makes a huge difference for us.
Yeah. It lets us keep doing this. Mm. And this is a good episode.
Yeah.
Give us a treat. You can also leave us rating reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, anywhere you find podcasts, tell people about it, things like that. We really appreciate it. And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do they do until next time?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, the only podcast that totally isn't building a homunculus of Tom Jones in their garage.